live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. It's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out, and by Priority One POS, your answer for payment processing and point of sale solutions.
Good morning, Gwinnett! And how is everybody doing today on this beautiful Friday, which is looks like it was overcast again? Isn't that wonderful? Like, we need more rain. I'll tell you what, any more trees fall and we're going to have log cabins on the road. Welcome to another episode of Shut Up and Eat. I'm your host, Tom Voris, with Choices to You. We are very happy to have this young lady with us from a restaurant called Cafe 120, Cheryl Brantley. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful this morning.
Yes. And yeah, you, I mean, I'm still trying to get over all the yummy stuff you brought today.
I'm trying to spoil you.
You're doing very well. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes. Yes. I like that. And I'm just going to go right first looking at this piece of cake that's sitting over here by me. Visualize that, folks. Just visualize it. You told me there's a little history behind that cake.
That particular cake is a sour cream pound cake. And we sell probably one a day, a whole one. It has a family history. It's a family cake. It's one of the best cakes I have ever eaten. It's a sour cream pound cake. And it was passed down through the family. There was no written recipe.
I'm going to eat some right now to listen as I'm listening.
There was no written recipe for it. And my husband used to make it. And when I said, well, I want to sell it at the shop, he had to tell me the recipe. And I actually wrote it down, but now that recipe is gone. I know how to make this thing sleeping.
Well, yeah.
But it's yummy. Very moist, and it's one of those cakes, the longer it sits, the better it tastes, because it's got so much butter and fat.
Well.
But it's a really good cake.
It's not going to sit that long.
Right.
I mean, this show runs maybe 30 minutes, and that's going to have a shelf life of about 10.
It's a really good cake. We have a lot of people. I have one lady that comes in, and she is very upset if I'm out of it. I said, I'll have it tomorrow. I have to bake it. It takes 5 hours to do that cake.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's an hour and a half baking, you know, and a half an hour making it, and then it has to sit and it rest. You can't just take it out of the pan. It's got to sit and rest. And you cannot cut it until it's completely cooled
relaxed.
Off. Yeah. It's got to be completely
relaxed. Yes. A completely relaxed cake. I like
that's
that.
That's right.
All right. So you take 5 hours to make that. And yet also sitting in front of me is a sausage egg biscuit, which, yes, I'm going dessert first and then breakfast second. You make the biscuits all from scratch.
I make those biscuits from scratch. In fact, I had customers coming in and they'd look at me, I don't know about a biscuit. I say, I make them from scratch. And they're like, do you really? And I say, yes. In fact, I posted pictures on my Facebook just so I could prove to the customers I do make those biscuits from scratch. I only use white lily flour. And you have to make them fresh every morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because biscuits the next day are not good.
No. But, oh, gosh. So I'm going to have to make sure that I get this while it's still getting fresh. It's still warm, too. Oh, my gosh. So I got to ask. Your background and, I mean, have you been doing this type of work, you know, been a restaurant owner or bakery?
That
was almost
okay.
A kind of a sinister little laugh.
I owned a coffee shop 20 years ago. It was a whole lot easier to own a restaurant back then.
I bet.
Have changed a good bit.
Just a
but I enjoyed that job a lot. I've done a lot of things in my life. I've owned 5 businesses. This is my 6th one. I was in a job where I was customer support manager for about 26 years doing for the one company, and when I was laid off, I looked for another job, and I just couldn't face doing it again. I didn't want to start over again, and I thought, you know, really what I want for my last job is to have another coffee shop, and so that's what I did, and my husband was behind me 100%. And
that works.
Yes.
That definitely helps.
That. And, you know, he's still there for me. So I found a place. And I set it up the way I wanted it, and we built it out the way I wanted it. and I found some absolutely amazing people. I have customers that just, you know, love the team that I've got, and they've all got their favorites, and they've all got, you know, they want Gina to make their sandwich for them, or they want, you know, Jen to do it, or they're great baristas. I mean,
that's awesome.
We opened as a coffee shop, but we also sell a lot of food. And you ask
good
if I have a food background. I only have the time that I spent at the coffee shop, and I brought some of those recipes forward. But I've also, you know, been a mom, cooked for family, and helped my mother cater. And so I just have that experience. I'm not afraid to cook for people.
Not, well, that helps, especially mm-hmm. when you own a restaurant.
It does.
But that's really cool to hear, you know, how people look at your employees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that says a lot. When they, and I've been there. I mean,
right.
I've been there. I've eaten there. And, I mean, they're all very, very nice. Okay. Really nice, you know. And you get that welcome feel.
Well, that's the thing about a coffee shop. A coffee shop is for people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is, it's all about the customers. It's all about the coffee. It's all about feeling comfortable and having some place that you want to come and stay for a while.
Yeah.
Because that's, mm-hmm. this restaurant is not like, come in, get something to eat, and get out so I can turn the table over. Okay. This is about come in, bring your computer, listen to the music, talk to the team. I mean, because they will talk. They'll sit down mm-hmm. at your table and talk to you if you want to. But I mean, this is all about friends and friendship and building relationships.
How's that sound?
I know it sounds kind of corny, but that's really
no. But
and if you come into the place too, it's not slick. It's not, you know.
It's comfortable.
It's not real hip. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm older, and, you know, I put in older furniture in there, and I just want people to feel at home.
There you go. I mean, and again, it doesn't have to be, you know, you set it up the way you want, and
right.
and they will come. I mean, that's just how it goes. Now, when did you start Cafe 120? I know you went, but when, what, how long has it been there?
A year ago.
It's been there a year?
Was when I, no, it's we opened February 1st.
Gotcha.
The idea gelled in my head about a year ago.
Okay.
And so I asked my husband, what do you think? And he said, well, it's what you really want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
And I just went from there.
That works. Mm-hmm. Now, you're also doing some stuff with the community. You got here open mic night.
One of the biggest things and one of the foundations that I had set forward when I opened the shop was I really wanted to become a part of the community. I love coffee shops where people come in and they meet people there and they enjoy it. And then, you know, we need to be part of that. And we're just now, we've been open for 6 months. And so we're kind of moving towards the second phase of the business, which is building in the community. And one of the things that we're doing is we're doing an open mic every 2 weeks. And I'm kind of out of the open mic scene. My understanding is that that's Buckhead. I need to be there. But I thought, you know, why not have something close by and in the Lawrenceville area? We have a lot of musicians in
yeah.
that area. And so some of the young people from AIM.
That's an acoustic
which is,
setup. That
right.
They had
which
okay.
is the Atlanta Institute of Music.
Okay.
Is they come over and they've been, you know, doing the open mic, and then we're trying to get some other people in. And I also want to do a storytelling open
oh,
mic,
cool.
which I
oh.
think it, you know, will be a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm interested in that kind of thing. And then we're also doing, I'm moving towards being able to open on the weekend nights for
okay.
music.
Okay.
We're not there yet, but we will. I've got to grow it, you know,
yeah,
as I can. But that's one of the things we're doing. The other thing that we're doing is we close at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The area is just not open at night.
I want to ask you one more question. What night? You said
It's Thursday nights, and it's
Thursday
every
nights.
Other Thursday
every
night.
Every other Thursday night.
Right. So
okay.
we didn't have one this Thursday, so the next one is
next
Thursday.
Okay, gotcha,
mm-hmm.
gotcha. Okay. Follow it on Facebook, folks. That way you'll know because mm-hmm. you show up on the wrong Thursday. Well, you can still do an open mic. There just won't be a mic there, and you know.
That's right.
But hey, you can stand outside.
Well, we
and play
will
guitar.
Be there, and hopefully we'll have a few more of the young folks come in, and then some folks from outside of the area too.
Okay, now, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you, but what you were saying about basically closing and then reopening type of thing.
Right. One of the things we do is the business model has changed, and one of the things I wanted to do was get people in groups, have a place where people can meet. Okay. I know that book clubs sometimes have trouble finding a place to meet. That's not a big, huge restaurant where there's a lot of noise and stuff going on. So one of the things I want to do and have been doing, we've actually had some pretty good success with it, is you get on my calendar for one night. I mean, you can have one night a month if that's what you want.
They call it cult?
They call
store,
me.
Call the store and set
or
it up
email
with you?
Me.
Or email
me. Okay. At Cheryl at cafe120.com. And let me know what kind of group you want. We try to get at least 8 people in. I don't charge anything for it, but I do ask that if you come in,
spend a little bit.
Spend a little money so I can pay the kids that have to
be there.
Help serve you.
Yeah, the wonderful ones that everybody talks about and likes to have two stuff.
That's right. And
you,
you
get
know,
to experience that.
You get the entire coffee shop. You get to experience the coffee shop the way you know you would, but just with your friends. And
very nice setting.
Right. It's a nice setting. We play music for you if that's what you want. And we have a Christian group that comes in. They bring music. So we're happy to do whatever makes you happy. And then you have access to all of our coffees. We have decaf and regular. We have smoothies.
Nice.
And all our smoothies are made fresh with fruit. We don't use syrups.
I don't think there's really anything that's not made fresh at your place.
We try to keep it healthy. I've got stuff for vegans. I've got stuff for people that have gluten issues.
Oh, okay. That's important to know.
Yeah. We have
today.
Any of our sandwiches can be made on a really good gluten-free bread. And then some of our muffins, you would never know that they were vegan or gluten-free. I mean, they're
that's
just
nice.
Really good.
Dang.
So, but we try.
And you make all this stuff.
We do.
You do.
I'm not going to say I make everything because the girls, and we've got one guy, Benny, who...
Well, yeah, I mean, collectively, you guys, but it's all made there at the restaurant.
It's all made at the restaurant, and we make our own chicken salad, tuna salad, egg salad.
Man.
Pimento cheese is really good. That's my favorite. But that's my go-to food. And then we make most of the cakes. I do, when I use bakeries, I use local bakeries.
Okay.
I try to keep as much local as possible.
Right.
And the bread does come from an Atlanta bakery, which is a really, really good bakery.
Okay.
So that sandwiches are good.
So either way, it's a win-win.
It is.
And again, breakfast, it's, so... You make the biscuits, the sandwiches, and folks, those of you who haven't figured it out yet, Choices to You now will deliver breakfast from Cafe 120. So you can order Monday through Friday. We haven't started the weekend part yet, but Monday through Friday, you can place an order and in the morning and have it delivered by sometime maybe a little after 8. So, because you open at 7:30.
We open at 7:30.
So we'll start taking orders. So you can order at 7:30 through our site for Cafe 120, and then it'll be there within 50 or 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. So now you can get breakfast, and this is fresh stuff, all homemade. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, where do you have time to sleep and do anything for yourself? I mean, making. I know you got help.
This right now is my life. when we get it stood on its feet and I can get, more people in.
Right.
And I don't let anybody make the biscuits yet. I just.
Just don't feel it. Just don't feel it yet.
I mean, I'm older. I've been making biscuits a long time, and I know the feel of the biscuits. And anybody out there that makes biscuits, they understand what I mean by that.
Uh-huh. Okay. So the feel. It's the feel of the biscuits.
You got to know how the dough's feeling.
How the dough's feeling. You
and
know.
If you come in every day, someday you'll see and get a biscuit. You'll know that some of the some days I wasn't feeling it. Because they are not a mix, and there are some days that they may taste a little different, but they taste good. They're still good, but they may be a little denser, a little taller.
Okay, I like that. So It's sometimes you can tell Cheryl's mood by how the biscuits are shaped.
Unfortunately, probably yes.
I gotta say, we have a mutual friend who very possibly could be listening right now. Mm-hmm. I'll know because also my phone will go off. But a gentleman named Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to give Carl a shout out. He actually mentioned my company to you and vice versa. So he's a bit of a connector.
He is.
And he's a character, and he's probably one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
I agree, 100%.
Yes.
Carl is awesome.
Carl is great. So there you go, Carl. If you're listening, you've just gotten a shout out, get all excited, and know that people like you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Come in for a slice of cake, Carl.
There you go. There you go. You're our friend. Okay, real quick, I just want to mention Priority One POS provides merchant credit card processing solutions and POS systems for all types of business, especially for restaurants, but also retail, professional, and service-based businesses throughout the U.S. Most importantly, they are a direct processor. That means they cut out the middleman, making their processing rates among the best in the industry. In a nutshell, Priority One POS provides PCI-compliant credit card processing, merchant solutions to help keep your business moving forward. Remember, Priority One POS is making you a priority each and every day to run your business. We are your team partner willing to help. Also, choices to you. We are your local restaurant delivery service. We care about the quality of the food. We care that you get good service. That's why the restaurants we love to work with are the same way. So when we go to, when you place an order through Choices to You, our drivers will go to that restaurant with a nice insulated bag that'll keep your food fresh, hot, and sanitary, and we'll deliver it to your home or your office in the bag the same way. One other thing I want to mention, well, actually I got a couple. The Loganville Police Department will host its 6th annual Donut Dash 5K run for Special Olympics on Saturday, September 15th. It's in, beginning at 9 a.m. The run will begin and end at Loganville High School. So again, if you are a runner and you want to help Special Olympics, go on Saturday, September 15th. You can actually, if you're wishing to participate, you can contact Chief Dick Lowry at 770-466-8087. Also, this coming weekend is the Gala for Gold with the Amanda Riley Foundation, which I am very proud that I will be at and have been at for the past few years. Love being a part of that, what they do to help children battling cancer. And then after that event, as I am working on the beard, I will get to be Santa Claus for these children when it's Breakfast with Santa. So, again, we have Cheryl Brantley with Cafe 120. Thank you for letting me do my little...
Sure.
PSA.
Thanks for having me in.
Hey, I'm glad you are here. So, give me the address.
1956 Duluth Highway.
Mm-hmm.
It's B101. You can't miss us. We're right in front of the entrance.
Yes, I know. I found it very easily. And you are open?
We are open Tuesday through Sunday.
Okay.
And the hours on the weekend are a little bit shorter. Sunday, we're only open until 3.
Okay. And then Monday, I mean Tuesday through Friday.
Tuesday through Friday, we're open 7:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. And through the week is when we will reopen for anybody, for any groups that want to come in.
Okay.
So you just have to get on my calendar for
that. Yeah, and that I got to tell you, that is so cool. And I've never heard of a restaurant or anybody, you know, willing to do something like that.
Right.
But it's really neat because if you've got, so I mean, it could be a book club, but it could be, well, let's say if a networking group wanted to.
Absolutely.
Okay. So really, it opens the door for just about any kind of a group that wants to, you know, needs some space, doesn't have the, you know, the funds with which to rent something.
Right.
And so you buy a coffee and a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a pretty good deal.
We've had a couple of candidate meet and greets.
Oh, okay. There you go. Oh, I can see. Yeah.
It worked really well for that.
Mm-hmm.
And just. We have a book club that meets there, you know, once a month. And that kind of thing I'm looking for because then it's repeat and I can put them on the calendar and I know how to plan, you know, staffing for that.
Oh, so, definitely. Yeah. So how much notice do you need if somebody wants to rent?
Probably at least 2 days.
Just a couple days notice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So again, and they can reach you by calling the restaurant.
Right.
And that number is?
Put me on the spot.
No, you dial it, but you can't. Oh, here we go. Mike comes to the rescue.
Thank you.
Oh, he's done. He finished his croissant, so he was good to go. He's got that extra energy over there.
The number that wants to come out is my cell phone number. It's like, no! The shop number is 470-465-0430.
And the website, while you're holding that, I think.
Is cafe120.com.
Okay.
And if you go to our website, there is a tab called Event, and that puts up the calendar, and you can see what nights are available.
Oh, okay, there you go.
If you want to come in and
so it makes it
have a
easier.
Meeting there. Yeah.
Sweet. So we've got the specialties are pretty much everything from what I'm seeing. Again, I'm just trying to. I'm still trying to wrap my head around. I mean, biscuits and the cakes and the
all food this, is the, good, the but our coffee salad. Is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we use the coffee that we actually use.
I like the way you segued into that. It's good.
Yeah. I mean, I opened up a coffee shop is what I opened, and we use a roaster in downtown Lawrenceville.
Okay.
His new name is Thirsty Gage, but everybody who knows him would have known him as Coffee M, and that's Mark. We also use Backdoor from Bronson, which is a very good coffee. They have a following of people that drink their coffee. If you want it, you have to either order it online or go to Decatur, but now I carry their coffee, and so if you live in Lawrenceville and want their coffee, I can get it for you. Anything you want, I can have it shipped in my shipment. You know, you won't have to pay the fee on it. Or you can come and purchase most of what their most popular ones are.
Oh, so you can actually get the coffee.
It's you can
the
buy coffee the coffee from me.
Ground coffee. And
I don't upcharge it over their price. I charge the same thing that they charge.
Wow, and that's pretty neat.
That, yeah, that works. And then I also use another coffee. It's a coffee company called Rev. And he roast on site.
Wow.
And it's over in Smyrna, but they have an excellent coffee, and we use their espresso.
Espresso. Kind of love that.
Yeah, their espresso is really good. We have people that come in and just buy like 12 shots of it and then take it home, and they drink it over several days
and are up for the weekend.
I couldn't drink 12 shots, but
well,
if you're used to it, you can.
Well, if I'm going to drink 12 shots of coffee, I'm going to plan on not sleeping for about a month.
Right.
Especially espresso. I mean, come on.
Exactly. And we have Nitro, which is becoming really popular now. That's a coffee that's actually...
Coffee.
Yeah.
Nitro?
It's Nitro brew coffee, and it's actually a cold brew that has been has Nitro pushed through it so that it comes out like a beer. It's foamy. And it has a little bit of a taste like Guinness.
Oh.
So, I love beer. So.
Okay, there you go.
But it's really good. And then we make our own cold brew at the shop, and we make our own chai.
I'm guessing the caffeine level on these are like in the...
The Nitro, we have to warn people that we only sell certain amounts of it. If you want a bigger one, we will sell it to you. But we warn you that it hits your system faster than most coffee.
Oh, my God. What?
Exactly.
You'd be going nuts. Wow. Okay. So all these kinds of coffee, homemade cakes and biscuits, and the salad, chicken salad, tuna salad, all that you guys make there. Nothing is.
We keep 10 different types of cookies, too.
Oh. Okay. That's it. Okay. And you make those too?
We make them. What we do is we make up, you know, the batter, and then I'll scoop it out and we'll freeze it. And then we can cook throughout the week so that the cookies stay fresh all the time.
So, yes, you do make the cookies.
We make the cookies almost every day.
Okay. All right. I can't take no more.
We're not a bakery. You know, we're definitely a cafe. I mean, everything.
You're a cafe on steroids. I mean, you can go there and have your coffee, have your breakfast, have your lunch, and then have more coffee and keep yourself going till breakfast the next day.
Yeah. This is what I do. I don't have any other life outside of this right now.
So does the 120 stand for like miles per hour?
No, 120 is the highway out in front.
Okay.
And when we came up with that name, I was coming up with a bunch of ideas, and my husband was coming up with names, and my son was coming up with names, and we couldn't agree on anything. So the people that did my branding for me, which is Sterling Rose.
Oh, okay.
So they're very good.
Yes.
And
you saw that pop
came
up on the screen
I
up
did.
There. Yes.
They came up with the name, and I ran it past my husband and my son, and they said, yeah, that's the one. And I said, but you know, if I ever open another shop, I'll have to stay on Highway 120.
Nah, they ain't going to figure that one out.
But it's a pretty long road, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good. I mean, again, Sterling, I know Jennifer. She's a really sweet lady.
Jennifer's great.
Yes, she's very helpful with a lot of things. So, all right, so it's been great, and enough of the small talk, but it's now time to just shut up and eat.